AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Utilities and state leaders in Texas under increasing criticism for the power failures that left millions shivering in the cold and dark since Monday. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson.
This was an unusual weather event, but that in no way excuses what has happened. We will need to work with our state leaders and do the hard work of governing to ensure that the basic needs of all Dallas residents and all Texans are addressed.
Power outages in the state are now below a half million homes and businesses, but now the cities are dealing with countless burst water mains and pipes because of the power failure and the bitter cold. Weather-related outages in Oregon, where thousands of customers have been without power for nearly a week. Austin Hopp just bought a generator.
I'm able to run heat. You know, I got a space heater in my house. Thank God we were able to get that generator. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, that's a... Not a lot of people have that.
The United Nations releases an extensive climate report calling on the nations of the world to take immediate steps to protect the planet. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
This is the year where we need to have a new framework to preserve biodiversity. And this is the year where we need to take a number of very important measures to reduce pollution. I mean, it's a make it or break it year, indeed.
The report notes that global warming could increase by 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. There are 500 so-called dead zones in the world's oceans, and pollution is killing millions of people each year. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has signed the state's restrictive heartbeat abortion law. Right after the signing, Planned Parenthood filed suit, putting the measure on hold. It joins about a dozen other state restrictive abortion laws that are not being enforced as they are being challenged in court. This is AP News. Longtime Senate leader, wounded and decorated World War II veteran, and one-time GOP presidential nominee Bob Dole has cancer. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
A former longtime senator for Kansas and the 1996 Republican presidential nominee, Bob Dole said in a short statement that he had been diagnosed recently with stage 4 lung cancer and would begin treatment on Monday. While I certainly have some hurdles ahead, he wrote, I also know that I join millions of Americans who face significant health challenges of their own. Dole received an immediate outpouring of sympathy and well wishes from across the political spectrum. Bob Dole was injured in World War II, charging a German position in northern Italy. He overcame his disabling war wounds to forge a lengthy political career. Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential running mate in 1976 when Ford lost to Jimmy Carter, and the GOP nominee in 1996 when he challenged Bill Clinton. Dole represented Kansas and Congress for almost 36 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.